From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 24th, 2026. Clark County employs almost 200 public defenders, whose job it is to provide legal representation to clients who can't afford an attorney. These lawyers staff one of the nation's busiest public defender offices. At the beginning of July, this busy staff was forced to evacuate its 3rd Street office after tests showed PCBs had surfaced. PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, are known carcinogens. They have the potential to harm thyroid, liver, and heart function. The U.S. government banned their manufacture in 1979. The president of the Clark County Defenders Union, David Westbrook, alleges the county knew about the contamination and the ensuing illnesses for years and chose not to remediate it. He says he and his colleagues grew increasingly suspicious as people continued getting sick. "We were noticing anecdotally that a lot of people in the office seemed to be getting cancer or respiratory illnesses or having fertility issues," Westbrook says. "Specifically, people seemed to be getting breast cancer or other blood cancers, as well as having miscarriages. There's been approximately 20 cancer cases, and that's certainly not a complete list in the last 10 to 12 years alone in our office. There have been people who have gotten cancer and gotten seriously ill and come back. There have been people who have gotten cancer and died." This led to bargaining demands. Hear the full story by KNPR's Ann Davis at knpr.org. A federal judge in Nevada has granted preliminary approval for a class action settlement regarding the 2023 Las Vegas Grand Prix. The $3 million payout addresses ticketed fans who were forcibly ejected from the event. A loose water valve cover damaged driver Carlos Sainz's car during the first practice session. Extensive repairs delayed the second practice session for several hours. Organizers cleared the stands before the delayed session because security guards faced legal shift limitations. Formula One initially offered affected spectators a $200 merchandise voucher instead of refunds. The new payout will compensate roughly 32,000 eligible ticket holders. A final approval hearing is scheduled for November 4th. The Nevada Department of Agriculture is issuing new reminders to vaccinate pets against rabies. The warning follows 3 bats testing positive for the virus since the beginning of the year. Lab workers found the bats in Lyon, White Pine, and Clark counties. Nevada law already requires cats, dogs, and ferrets to remain up to date on their rabies vaccinations. The bats that carry the virus are most active in Nevada from May through October. Rabies causes extreme aggression, fever, foaming at the mouth, and loss of coordination. Once symptoms appear, it's fatal in nearly 100% of cases. The disease also can spread from animals to humans. Fernando Mendoza signed his contract with the Las Vegas Raiders on July 23rd, solidifying his role with the team, according to reporting by KNPR's Rafaela Gandolfo Bustamante. Mendoza, the 2026 NFL Draft's number one pick, is a 22-year-old quarterback from Miami who was drafted in April. His rookie contract guarantees $57.2 million over 4 years, with a $38 million signing bonus. The Raiders also have a fifth-year option as part of the deal. The signing comes the same day rookies are to report to training camp. Reportedly, there was a delay in signing due to payment disagreements. Mendoza was seeking a lump sum signing bonus, a norm for number one picks. That payout method is not the Raiders' standard practice, according to USA Today. The quarterback most recently played at Indiana University, where he led the team to a perfect 16-0 season and its first national championship in 2025. The Raiders also signed veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins in early April. Last season, the team finished last in the AFC West with a 3-14 record. An investment group that includes former Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has bought a minority stake in the Athletics in anticipation of their move to Las Vegas in 2028. The announcement by Harbinger Sports Group came July 23rd, and it did not say what percentage of the Athletics it had acquired. Cuban, who maintains a minority stake in the Mavericks, is the general partner and president of the Atlanta-based group. "We are minority investors looking to make our investors a lot of money," Cuban said. John Fisher is the majority owner of the A's, and is overseeing construction of a $2 billion, 33,000 capacity domed stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. We are very pleased to welcome Harbinger Sports Partners as an investor in the athletics, the team said in a statement. The experience of their principals across sports, media, and entertainment, combined with their long-term perspective, makes them a valuable addition to our ownership group as we work to build the future of the franchise in Las Vegas. This is Harbinger's first investment, according to its news release, and it has raised more than $460 million in less than 6 months. Investing in the A's is part of a long-term strategy centered on the Las Vegas sports market, the group said. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.